Marcus Ray, your host on Dispatches, CBC Radio's new magazine of international affairs. Join us Wednesday nights for documentaries from the front line, provocative feature interviews, and trenchant essays from reporters with style. Dispatches, your weekly guide to foreign affairs. 7:30 Wednesday nights, 8 o'clock in Newfoundland. We'll bring you the world.
Here is the CBC News. I'm Bill Bird. British police have confirmed that a body found yesterday is that of a missing British scientist linked to the intelligence controversy over Iraq. Police say David Kelly's death was apparently by suicide. The British government will now hold an independent judicial inquiry into the circumstances surrounding the death. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is asking politicians and the media to show restraint ahead of the inquiry.
What is important now is that there is some due process. And the reason for having an inquiry, and I think people would have expected us to have one because of the tragedy that's occurred, is so that the facts can be established. And I don't think it's right for anyone, ourselves or anybody else, to make a judgment until we have the facts.
Kelly had faced strong questioning from a parliamentary committee after he had admitted talking to a BBC journalist who had accused the British government of exaggerating a threat from Iraqi weapons in an attempt to justify the invasion of Iraq. In Baghdad today, a huge demonstration by Shia Muslims. More than 10,000 people rallied in another expression of anger towards the United States. Protesters demanded an end to what they call the American harassment of a Shia leader. The leader denounced Iraq's new U.S.-backed governing council yesterday. U.S. troops kept an eye on the rally from a distance. Earlier today, another American soldier was shot and killed while patrolling outside a bank in Baghdad. A man who RCMP call a person of interest in a number of prostitute slayings in Edmonton has been found in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. The 47-year-old man was wanted on a Canada-wide arrest warrant for aggravated assault, forcible confinement, and sexual assault in relation to an attack on a city woman. Sault Ste. Marie police say he was arrested without incident at a house in the city last night. An RCMP spokesperson says police want to talk to the man, but they are not calling him a suspect at this time. Hundreds of people turned out in St. John, New Brunswick for a prayer vigil last night. It was organized to protest against Ottawa's planned legislation allowing same-sex couples to marry. The event was organized by young people in the area. Tory MP Elsie Wayne spoke at the vigil.
At the bedrock of society is a marriage between man and woman, and that is the foundation of our nation, and we must maintain it and we must protect it. Yes, indeed.
People signed a petition calling on the definition of marriage between a man and a woman to remain unchanged. Rebel forces in Liberia are making rapid gains advancing inside the capital of Monrovia. Terrified people are fleeing under a barrage of gunfire. Residents are pleading with the outside world to send in help and avert a bloodbath. They're hoping peacekeepers will arrive so President Charles Taylor can leave the country as he said he would. A man whose baby died after being accidentally left in a car all day has been charged with manslaughter. Dominique Martin's baby girl was already dead when he found her earlier this week. Marie-Claude Lemieux reports.
Thursday started off like any other day for 26-year-old Dominique Martin. He drove his baby to the daycare and his wife to work. But on that morning, he dropped off his wife first. He then parked the car at his home and took the metro to work. Apparently, without realizing, his two-year-old daughter was still in the car seat, asleep. Constable Miguel Alston of the Montreal Police says Martin took her to the hospital when he found her later that evening.
She was unconscious, and the doctor of the emergency just confirmed the death. And this morning, an autopsy was practiced on the baby.
Alston says the autopsy confirmed the father's version. He says Martin has no criminal record, and the family had no particular problems. Alston says it's a troubling and unusual case.
It's nothing. What he forgot in the car, that's a baby. That's a human alive. So for sure it was unusual, the police patrol when they arrived.